And welcome, everybody, to the Captain's America Radio Show and Troop Talk Radio, Voice of the Troops, for another week and another discussion we're going to have with a Marine over at Camp Leatherneck in Afghanistan. Today, we're going to be speaking with Marine Sergeant Ricardo Santos. His hometown is Reading, Pennsylvania. And Sergeant Santos, how about giving a shout-out to everybody and anybody who might be listening today? Go right ahead, Sergeant.
I just want to give a shout-out to everybody who's out there supporting the troops. We really appreciate everything you're doing for us out here. And as long as you keep up the support, I'm sure we'll keep up fighting the good fight for you.
Well, Sergeant, down here in my neck of the woods, everybody's supporting you. All Americans that I know, especially my proud Vietnam veterans, are standing up for you guys and gals. We appreciate the job you're doing, and we remember you every day of the year. Well, Sergeant, what is it you do for the Marine Corps?
Well, sir, I'm actually an administrative specialist. That's my day job, but out here I'm actually part of the General's Personal Security Detachment.
Okay, when you say the general, which general are you speaking about?
First Marine Logistics Group's general, sir.
Okay, very good. And, you know, that's a pretty tough job because I'm sure the general likes to get out and roam like a lot of generals do. So every now and then you get yourself in some precarious positions, but you also get the opportunity, I believe, to work with the Iraqi military and the national police. Is that right?
Not as much as most do, sir. But we definitely have our interactions with them.
Okay. Well, everybody wants to know. We're hearing some pretty good reports that, unfortunately, our lamestream, oldstream media doesn't want anybody to know about. That things are getting better over there. The Afghanis are doing a better job. They are standing up for their security, and slowly things are moving along. Is that pretty much the way you see it, too, Sergeant?
Absolutely, sir. We're definitely getting a lot more support on their side of the house.
All right, and folks, we are speaking with Marine Sergeant Ricardo Santos, his hometown, Reading, Pennsylvania. By the way, there's a minor league ball team that plays up there. I believe they're a Phillies affiliate, are they not?
Yes, sir, the Reading Phillies.
Okay, well, we got one of their broadcasters down here in our backyard a few years ago by the name of Andy Freed. And he's now the voice of the Tampa Bay Rays down here along with Doug Will. So we stole somebody from you up there, brought him down here to Florida. Now, Sergeant Santos, how long have you been in the Marine Corps?
I've been in the Marine Corps a little over 4 years now, sir.
And is that something that you want to consider as a profession? You want to keep on doing it, or how's that go?
Well, the Marine Corps has done a lot of great things for me, so I'm definitely going to give it a shot, sir.
Okay, and everybody wants to know if you're taking advantage of the educational benefits that come along. Are you doing some of that too?
There's definitely a lot of good benefits, sir. As of right now, I'm focusing more on my military education, you know, just furthering myself as much as I can in my military background, but I definitely will get started on some college here once I get back from Afghanistan.
Okay, well, you said that you worked mainly as an administrative specialist, but you were with the General's security force there when he travels around. So how does your job contribute to the overall mission there in Afghanistan, Sergeant?
Well, you know, sir, our general definitely has to get out and do his battlefield circulations and see all the Marines that are supporting the fight out there in the logistics group. So it's my job and my brother's job on my PSD to ensure that he is safe as he moves about through Afghanistan.
Absolutely. And, folks, we're speaking with Marine Sergeant Ricardo Santos from Reading, Pennsylvania, calling us live from Camp Leatherneck in Afghanistan. And, Sergeant, what kind of hobbies or activities do you do when you have your spare time over there?
Well, sir, over here, I'm actually a Marine Corps martial arts instructor, so, and martial arts is definitely one of my hobbies, so I enjoy getting out there and teaching other Marines and even some soldiers out here what the Marine Corps martial arts program has to offer.
All right, and does your family have a military history?
No, actually, I'm actually the first Marine, or the first military member in my immediate family.
Okay, and that's not a bad thing because who knows what will happen down the line, right?
Absolutely.
All right, now, what are your aspirations for when you get home? A lot of guys I ask this question to and gals, and a couple of people said I'm going to get down on my hands and knees and kiss the ground, but what's the first thing you want to do when you get back to the States and your tour duty's finished over there?
Well, the first thing I'm going to do is definitely get down on my knees. It's not to kiss the ground. It's to kiss my two children that are back home waiting for me.
Okay. That's a good thing. And, of course, I've been privileged and honored to be in some of the airports when some of the returnees have come back not only from Afghanistan but also Iraq. And it's a tremendous honor as a veteran to be able to stand there in that honor guard and salute you guys and gals when you came home, because that's something that we never got an opportunity to have done to ourselves, as you well know, back in the Vietnam era. But we've made up our minds that you guys and gals aren't going to have to suffer and go through what we did.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And we greatly appreciate the support from our veterans, because one day we know we'll be in your shoes, and we'll definitely be out there supporting the troops of that age.
Okay, now I got to ask you some questions because I've heard conflicting reports to the answers I've asked here. Number one, the food. How's the chow?
Well, chow's actually pretty good here on Leatherneck. I've been to a couple different, couple other FOBs and cops and bases out here, and chow varies from place to place. But here on Camp Leatherneck is definitely good chow. After 7 months, it gets kind of old, but definitely a lot better than eating MREs for 6-7 months.
And have you had a chance to have any of the local delicacies over there?
Actually, I have. We have a lot of Afghan nationals that are friendly to the Marines and service members aboard Camp Leatherneck. And, yes, I've had some foot bread. It's delicious.
Yeah, I've heard some of that stuff can really be good. Now, here comes the big question. I understand the desserts over there are to die for, and that there may be some desserts over there that kind of add a little bit of weight to some people's bodies. Any truth to that?
Well, if they're part of my martial arts my martial arts class, they're not gaining any weight. I'll take care of that real quick.
But the desserts are pretty good, I hear.
Yeah, they definitely are. I try to stay away from them, though, because they're a little too good. I might get more than one.
And, folks, we're speaking with United States Marine Sergeant Ricardo Santos. Ricardo Santos from Reading, Pennsylvania, calling us live from Camp Leatherneck in Afghanistan. He is a administrative specialist, and when the general goes out to tour the facilities and the FOBs, he's part of the security detail that goes with him. And, Sergeant, what's to date been your best experience, your best duty with the Marines? You got one thing that stands out in your mind?
I would definitely say this deployment, sir. This deployment has been an experience unlike any. As an administrator, I normally would not get the opportunity to do some of the things I've done out here, such as going on convoys and things like that. So this deployment has definitely been a great opportunity for me, and I continue to be surprised by the things that I see in the Marine Corps.
And, of course, your home base when you come back to the States is where now?
Camp Pendleton, California, sir.
All right. Well, my son is stationed there. By the way, if you see some big, wiry Marine Lieutenant Colonel, stands about 6'3", looks like as if he could play either outside linebacker or middle linebacker for the world champion Green Bay Packers, and the name says Bruce on the name tag there on the nameplate, that would be my son.
Well, very well.
He's over there for the third time now. Is this your first deployment over there?
This is my first deployment, yes, sir.
Have you been in Iraq previous to this?
I was not, no, sir.
All right, so then you're what we call a new timer to the game. But then again, you learn quick over there, don't you?
Absolutely.
All right, well, Sergeant, tell us a little bit about your unit, the people that you work with. Marines are always real proud of their unit, so we want to hear about yours.
Well, sir, I definitely enjoy working in the 1st Marine Logistics Group. We, as a PSD, we are a very close group, just like brothers. You know, blood couldn't make us any closer how close we've come out here. I actually joined the PSD team about halfway through this deployment, and they welcomed me with open arms. And, you know, I take a bullet for any one of these guys, and I'm sure they feel the same about me. So we're definitely a tight-knit group, and I love every single one of them.
And, Sergeant Santos, we know that we can't do it without logistics, because for every one frontline combat soldier that's out there or Marine, we know that we've got about a dozen of us lined up in the background doing logistics work to keep that guy or that girl moving along. And, folks, we've been speaking today with United States Marine Sergeant Richard Santos, his hometown, Reading, Pennsylvania. Once again, Sergeant Santos, give a shout-out to everybody and anybody that's listening.
I just want to give a shout-out once again to everybody who's out there supporting the troops. We appreciate everything you do for us, and we'll see you when we get home.
All right, and folks, you've been listening today to the Captain's America Troop Talk Radio. Sergeant Richard Santos, United States Marine from Reading, Pennsylvania, calling us live from Camp Weatherneck. Sergeant Santos, hold the line. And folks, we'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.